I don't know if there's any George Bush fans are going to offend here.
It's a bit tough, eh? I write some political songs, right? I wasn't really, I was not a big fan of George Bush when he was in power.
I was only showing the fans.
But I'm not really sure. Everyone has their own opinion. But I personally wasn't a big fan.
You weren't really a big fan of George Bush?
Not really, yeah.
George Bush. Well, you're a fan of George Bush.
It's funny because I. It's sort of like he's a lesser of evils. Like, give me
lesser evil.
Give me a choice between Obama or George Bush. I would take George Bush over Obama.
Okay.
Why?
Because this man is a nothing. It's like having someone that does nothing holding power over the largest, the strongest nation in the world. But he's like a mealy, like a stooge.
I think that Trump is very, very smart, but he had a good group, which was helping him. Like,
well, they were
a team, and he was following the advice of his team. That's what made him good in his politics. If he was by himself, he wouldn't be like a Clinton or smart like a Clinton or, you know. But the team was so good, the surrounding Bush, that he did a good job.
They were good criminals. Rumsfeld was a good criminal.
Cheney
was a good, they were, that's what you need. It's like why Oprah Winfrey is so rich and so wealthy. She has good criminals around her. That's what you need to be wealthy. People that know that you're a good stooge and they can make money off you.
All right. So.
So now he's, there you go. Boy.
Well, I'm going to get a whiskey.
A guy like Jeb Bush, Donald, make a bigger fool of yourself, because at least all the Republicans that won't vote for you will vote for me. And that's why they're allowing Trump, because they say, God forbid a man like that ever become president, but if there's no one else around, who can I choose? Oh, I guess Jeb Bush.
Let me find it.
We probably played the
politics
song
is so dirty. It's so dirty.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I think quite done.
All right. So
this is a good thing, right? So you ask people what they think about things, and then they kind of take over the show, and then you can go do some things.
Get some snacks.
So I wrote, you can stop
the recording. All right.
Anyways, it's good to hear what you think. Very enlightening. I get very enlightened around Al. He's got some I learn a lot from Al. A lot.
So this one's called Bye Bye Baby.
Yeah,
so.
I wrote this when George Bush was leaving office. I had to write a song, a goodbye song.
A goodbye song?
Yeah.
A goodbye song.
Yeah.